You're listening to SBS News.
When China's civil war brought the Communist Party to power in 1949, the country's former nationalist rulers fled to Taiwan and set up their own government on the island about 160 kilometres off the Chinese mainland. While Taiwan is self-governed, it has never formally declared independence from the mainland, and China considers the island to be a breakaway province. Under the proposed terms of reunification, China says Taiwan would have the right to run its own affairs, a similar agreement to Hong Kong's. In a speech marking 40 years since the start of improving ties, Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for peaceful unification, but also warns China reserves the right to use force.
The Chinese should not fight fellow Chinese. We are willing to try our hardest with the biggest sincerity for the peaceful reunification of the motherland, because it serves the best interest of the compatriots across the straits and the whole nation. We will not rule out the use of force and will reserve all options of necessary measures.
President Xi has stepped up pressure on the island since Tsai Ing-wen from the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party became its president in 2016. Mr. Xi is very strongly committed to resolving the issue, holding a landmark meeting with the then Taiwan president in Singapore in late 2015, just before Ms. Tsai was elected. President Tsai says Taiwan will not accept a one-country, two-systems political arrangement with China as Hong Kong has. She says all cross-strait negotiations needed to be on a government-to-government basis.
China should not try to make Taiwanese people succumb to them with repression and threats. Negotiations should be done between governments or between organizations accredited by governments. Any political negotiation that has not gone through the Taiwanese people's authorization and supervision shall not be called democratic negotiation. This is Taiwan's stance, and so it is democracy's stance.
China has made various attempts to reunify with Taiwan at different points since the 1940s. Bryce Wakefield is the National Deputy Director of the Australian Institute of International Affairs. He says reunification is not favoured by the people of Taiwan, with around 80% saying they would not like to reunify under conditions favoured by China. Mr. Wakefield says any attempts by Taiwan towards independence would be considered a provocative act, with China likely to respond aggressively to such attempts. There has been open military hostility between China and Taiwan, with China bombing parts of Taiwanese territory in the 1970s. As for the threats by President Xi that force could not be ruled out if the reunification process does not move forward, Mr. Wakefield says there are a lot of things working in Taiwan's favour.
They have a quasi-military alliance with the United States, and it's not as if China could act to take Taiwan overnight. This is something that would require significant military mobilization. The Taiwanese, who are very well prepared for a potential invasion, would see it coming from a long way off.
Mr. Wakefield says the longer a quasi-independent Taiwan exists, the less likely it is that reunification will occur. He adds the current ruling party has also further fueled public sentiment against reunification.
We now see the DPP, the Democratic Progressive Party, in power, and it's the second time that it's been in power. And this party has really pushed the notion that Taiwan is an independent, sovereign nation, independent of China, and it claims that Taiwan doesn't really have a Chinese character as such. It has a Taiwanese character. And the more that sort of discourse continues, the more that it's difficult to ever imagine reunification between the two.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.